This is Father Ted, and you are listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Bunker Podcast. I know it's been a few weeks. It's been a really crazy, October, and I wanted to get some episodes out, but just everything's been super busy, both at the church, also in the jiu-jitsu world, and also, you know, just prepping for the Bunker tournament, the holiday tournament that is going to be coming up now, next month in December. We are now, as I record this, right at the beginning of November. I think it's November 4th today. And I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of an update. I don't have a guest today. I will be having in the next upcoming few weeks, hopefully. But I wanted to give everybody an update on the Bunker. I know I've been doing some update videos on Instagram as well and on YouTube as well, but I wanted to kind of put it out here as well because there's been so much going on. As you all know, December 14th, which is coming up very quickly, just over a month, about a month and a week away, is going to be our fourth annual Bunker Holiday Tournament. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot of kind of updates and kind of new things that we've kind of incorporated into this year that I want to talk about. So first of all, as many of you already know, this year, the format is staying the same. So as far as it's still an invitational, so there's going to be 16 male blue belts competing. And this year, we're going to be expanding to have 8 female blue belts. So last year, we had our first ever female division, and we only had 4. Which was still pretty good considering we just started, but now we're going to be having 8 female blue belts as well. So bigger female division, the same male division. The big difference is that we have, you know, new dojos. We have more dojos participating, academies. So I think like last year we had, I think it was 5. Yeah, I think we had 5. And this year we have 8 different academies participating from the Greater Toronto Area and just outside of Toronto. A lot of those academies, I think I can announce most of them. So we're going to have, NKS, BJJ, right? So Northern Karate BJJ, from, Willowdale, which of course is also one of our main donors. We're going to have JT6, of course. We're going to have, Rev MMA, which again, these kind of 3 were the 3 originals, the OGs, I guess you could say, of the first Bunker tournaments in the early days. So NKS, JT6, we're going to, as I said, Rev MMA. And then we're also going to have Gracie Humeta from Bolton, but the whole Gracie Humeta family, especially in the West End, which is in the Northwest End. So, representing Woodbridge and Alliston and Bolton and Mississauga and Tottenham and Barrie. The whole kind of Gracie Humeta comp team, which kind of covers all these different dojos. But the main one is Gracie Bolton. They're going to be also participating as they did last year. We're going to have, as a new gym participating, we're going to be having Leslieville BJJ, which is the Matt Pasquale gym that's just been around for about a year now. Brand new gym on the scene. Already making waves in the competition circuit, and just a great place to train. So they're going to be sending 2 male blue belts and 1 female blue belt. We're also going to have a Vaughn BJJ for the first time ever. Professor Mike Iviato will be participating for the first time, sending us 3 competitors as well. We're going to be having, hopefully, Ethereal BJJ, which is another gym that did send some female competitors last year. So they'll be... they'll be helping out as well and competing. And I also believe, so we have NKS, JT6, Rev MMA, Gracie, Bolton, Mate to Bolton, Leslieville, Vaughn, Ethereal. And I don't want to forget about the eighth team. And I'm just looking it up now because my mind is mush and, running around and just doing everything sometimes off the top of your head, everything doesn't... always, doesn't always click. Oh yeah. Sorry. The last one, which is also a new one, is Action Reaction. So that's like a really big, addition to, the roster. Action Reaction will also be sending, 3 competitors as well. So these are the 8, dojos. Each of them are sending, as I said, 2 adult blue belts, making up 16 altogether. and one female blue belt from every dojo, making up 8 for the female division. So we're really excited about that. You know, we had the 4 main ones, not 5, the 4 main ones, and Ethereal also, so 5 of them. And then the new ones, Leslieville, Vaughn BJJ, and Action Reaction are joining the dojos, who will be participating in the Bunker Holiday Tournament this year. So that's really exciting. A lot more people coming. Hopefully, that also means that a lot of people from these clubs will be coming to participate, to cheer on their friends, their fellow competitors, their teams, and also to bring much needed donations for the shelters that we are supporting. So moving on to that, since I just mentioned that, of course, as you all know, the Bunker Tournament is completely free of charge. We do everything from myself, but also from donors and from people who are helping out to bring this to life. So nobody pays anything when they come. The competitors don't pay anything, and the spectators don't pay anything. The only thing that we ask from both competitors and spectators is to bring at least one bag of donations for whatever local shelter that we are supporting for that year. So we work through a program here at Prophet Elias Church, which is called HOPE, which stands for Helping Others Prophet Elias. It is a wonderful organization based out of our church here that helps and organizes different food drives and clothing drives and different needs for different shelters within the city, not just Mississauga, but also Toronto. So this year, HOPE is directing us to support this really good program called Yellow Brick House. It's actually in the east end of Toronto. And this particular shelter is a shelter for women and children who are escaping domestic abuse, right? So it's a really, really a good program. And because of this, instead of kind of like the classic non-perishable food items that, that we've usually brought in the past, of course, people can bring those as well. But we've also posted on Instagram and on YouTube the list of items that are really needed for this particular shelter. And of course, these items are things like, for example, feminine hygiene products, soaps and lotions, shampoo and conditioners, deodorants, baby and toddler foods, right? And other things like cutlery sets, plate sets, cups and mugs and glassware, serving utensils and kitchen towels and sponges and things like that. So household things that people can use, especially young mothers with young children. So again, these are the kind of things that we are kind of looking for. You can, have a run over to your Walmart or have a run over to your local Dollarama and pick up a lot of these kind of things that you would use in a household and bring them, bring a bag of those if you're a spectator or if you're a competitor. We would greatly appreciate it as much as we can raise to be able to help Yellow Brick House, which is doing wonderful work in the GTA. In addition to, of course, Yellow Brick House, the secondary charity that we always support is, of course, Project X-Guard, which teaches jiu-jitsu to not only underprivileged youth, but also youth with different behavioral challenges. And this, of course, is run out of Action Reaction in North York by Raul Chavez, Black Belt Raul Chavez. And they are coming upon their 10th anniversary this year. So we are going to be celebrating Project X-Guard's 10th anniversary at the Bunker this year. And of course, they always need donations of, gently used gis, rash guards, bags, even wrestling equipment, wrestling shoes and other wrestling equipment, because they also donate and use it for wrestling classes as well, not just jiu-jitsu. So again, if you have any kind of used jiu-jitsu gear or wrestling gear, feel free to bring that as well. So we'll take either for Project X Guard or for Yellow Brick House. If you want to bring both, that's even better, right? So again, let's all pull together, and hopefully we will have a record amount of people coming out. As I said before, last year, I think we had almost around 100 people at the tournament. That's like, competitors were about, 20 people. And then that's another like 80 spectators who came through, and we raised a lot of food for local homeless shelters and a lot of gear for Project X Guard. We hope to have even more people come out this year. Our banquet hall here that we do the Bunker Tournament in can hold about 200 to 250 people. So lots of space for spectators. And so, bring your friends, bring your family, come and watch some really good jiu-jitsu and come and support your teammates, right? So again, that's about the donations that we require for Yellow Brick House and also for Project X Guard. So beyond that, of course, we are also kind of trying to always make the bunker tournament better, right? So what does that mean? That means that if any of you have any kind of suggestions, things you would like to see in the future, things that you would like to, any suggestions that you might have, or even criticisms, we welcome them, right? You know, you feel free to email me, to Instagram me, you know, bunker@bunkerjujitsu at gmail.com, or even at bunkerjujitsu on Instagram, DM me. Let me know what you like and what you don't like about the event. We always take the constructive criticism, and we always try to make it better. This year, we're also trying to augment it to make it even better by providing like other experiences, again, free of charge, right? So one of the things that we were already doing is that the competitors in our jiu-jitsu tournament, you know, the winner for both the female division and the male division, well, of course, they get their name on the famous Bunker Jiu-Jitsu trophy that we have that has, you know, a plaque on it that inscribes, you know, the winner for every year and immortalizes people forever. But beyond, you know, getting your name and the prestige of being on the Bunker trophy, the both the male and the female winner, they also receive a brand new jiu-jitsu gi, one from Ikiro Jiu-Jitsu, and also from Flawless Kimonos. So both we do thank both Flawless Kimonos and Ikiro for sponsoring. They've been sponsoring from day one, and they've been helping out and donating a brand new gi for the winner of each division. So, you know, if you're going to come out and participate, you could win a brand new jiu-jitsu gi, and we all love our gis as jiu-jitsu players, right? We love buying gis, and we love collecting gis, and we could always use a brand new gi. So we do thank Flawless Kimonos, Jeff Santos, and Akiro, of course, which is Nick Reyes, who's also the owner and head instructor at JT6. So we do that. And beyond that, this year, we're also going to be having an espresso stand, like an espresso bar, a mobile espresso bar for those who love coffee. A good friend of mine, Dennis Cominos, is going to be donating his time and his delicious coffee under his brand Doppio Espresso Bar, which is like a mobile espresso bar that does set up at different kind of events all over the city. And so he's going to be there manning like a kind of an artisan coffee bar. So anybody's coming in, you want to enjoy a coffee, you're going to have that again free of charge. And we thank Doppio Espresso Bar for that as well. So again, just adding to the experience, the overall experience. We might have the ability to have some food at the event. That's not, that is not a given yet, but I am looking into that. It would be nice to have the option of having some food available, because it's nice, like, you know, we kind of have this vision of having a beautiful night where you're going to this kind of competition. It's intimate enough where people can sit around and enjoy themselves and watch some good jiu-jitsu, but also maybe enjoy, you know, some food, maybe enjoy something to snack on and sit around and have a good social hour as well. Very much like when you're watching like something like a Who's Number One in the States, where, you know, you have great competitions, but also people are sitting around on tables and enjoying some food and some drinks. So this is kind of like where we want to take the Bunker Tournament. To be a social kind of event, but also an invitational as well. So hopefully we might have some food as well, but we definitely will be have the espresso bar as well. So again, I just wanted to like thank, and especially, you know, big shout out to many of our sponsors, because, you know, again, this would not be possible without them stepping up and helping out with a myriad of different, aspects of it. So of course, some of our classic and foundational sponsors, you know, JT6 Studio, NKS BJJ, Flawless Kimonos, as I said, Akiro, Awake Chocolate, Dan Zotis, who always provides us with, you know, beautiful and delicious caffeinated chocolate, Skinusa Sea Vegetables, providing, you know, samples of like really, really good, you know, health supplements. Especially like, you know, green drink and also some of the best, you know, whey and plant-based proteins on the market. So they're also helping out, and we'll be providing samples and things like that. Also one of our newest sponsors also is actually Gracie Humeta Comp Team, kind of representing, you know, Woodbridge and Alliston and Tottenham and Bolton and Mississauga and Barrie. They were very, very gracious to donate the insurance for the event. So, for those of you who don't know, putting on an event like this, beyond, just renting the space and, buying the mats and, providing, the venue, you need insurance, right? To keep everybody safe, for injuries and things like that. And so insurance has to be purchased for this special event, and it costs money. And we really do thank Gracie Humeta, and also not only Gracie Humeta, but also the Canadian Black Belt Academy. Both of them under and kind of the contact person there is Professor Jason Figliano, Black Belt, who teaches out of Gracie Humeta, and his whole team there. And we thank them for stepping up and donating the funds to be able to cover the insurance for this event. Really, really wonderful of them to be able to do this so that we can keep this this beautiful event going. So we do thank them as well. Those are kind of all the updates for now. It's all shaping up. We still have some of our competitors coming in. I will be posting the competitors as soon as I have them for everybody. Again, we're just over about a month away. If you do have any questions or if you do have any recommendations, feel free to shoot them my way. I will be doing my best to kind of also kind of be going out and maybe possibly interviewing over the next month some of the competitors that will be coming up and putting them on this podcast. And we, of course, we will be streaming live from the event onto our YouTube channel. So anybody who can't make it, now, of course, this doesn't mean don't come. Please come to the event because, being in person makes a big difference, both for the donations, for the shelters that we are, and for Project X-Guard, but also, just having people at the event. But for those of you who can't come or you're going to be out of town, you can always follow and watch the fights for free on YouTube. At Bunker Jiu-Jitsu, that's the channel, and you can check that out as well. So that will be streaming live during the event as well. One more update. We are going to be announcing that we're going to be having two super fights. So this is also a first for the Bunker tournament. We have two super fights, and the reason super fights are awesome. They're fun. They break up the regular competition. And also, as all of you know, especially those who were there last year, as we get to the end of the divisions, right, because this is a smaller invitational, you only have 16 males and 8 females. As you get closer to, the semifinals and the finals, the competitors need to rest a little bit, right? They need a break because it's just there isn't much of a gap between the fights. So near the end of the female division, there will be a brown belt super fight, and near the end of the adult of the male division, there will be also another brown belt super fight, right? So I can definitely announce the first super fight, which will probably be happening at the end of the female division. And that's going to be actual ultra heavy brown belt competition between my good friend Panos Christou, who is a brown belt training out of JT6 Academy. Studio, and also Breno Mendez, who is also a longtime member at JT6 Studio, who is also a brown belt. Both of them are in the ultra heavy class, and they're going to give us a really good show, I believe. So we do thank them for stepping up and agreeing to do this kind of like charity super fight for us. So that's going to be a fun thing to watch. As far as the second brown belt super fight, I can't announce it yet because we're still working out some of the details for that super fight that's going to happen at the end of the male division. But it's going to be a lighter weight division. And as soon as I know, I will be announcing that on Instagram as well, and probably on the next episode as well. So two super fights that we get to look forward to, plus all the other matches that are going to be happening. It's going to be a great event. Please come out. Please spread the word. Support. We'll be posting all the information. You can look up what the donations that are needed on our Instagram. It's all posted there. I will have maps and all that kind of stuff reposted again on our Instagram and on our YouTube channel as well. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me directly as well. So that's all the updates for now, guys. Again, sorry for that I haven't posted an episode for a while. I will try to post an episode every week from now until the Bunker tournament. But until next week, thank you for listening. And I will see you guys and talk to you guys very soon. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to reach out with any questions or if you're interested in being on the show, feel free to email us at bunkerjiu-jitsu@gmail.com. Thanks and take care.